Welcome to the archive. Can I take your order, please? One second, sir.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
Do you guys...
1 second, sir. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you guys still have the podcast special? The special? Not the platter, but the special?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, then can I get...
the platter or the special?
Do you guys still have the special?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get one of those?
Anything else?
You know what? Never mind. I don't want that.
Please drive around.
Okay. I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Archive, our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
So, many years ago, I think it was maybe over 10 years ago, I made a bet with my mother that I could go a month without fast food.
Mm-hmm.
A month without fast food or soda.
Wow.
And I won that bet, first off. Spoiler. But we had to define at that moment what falls under the category of fast food. Now, I'm not saying to you that this is the end-all, be-all definition of fast food, but this is that how we defined it.
Okay.
We defined fast food as A, having a drive-thru, and B...
And B?
And or B, having no wait staff.
So it could have either of those, or it could have both of them.
Right.
It could fit either both of them or one of them, and that qualified it as fast food.
Mm-hmm.
So if it had table service and a drive-thru, it was still fast food.
Yes.
Because it had the drive-thru.
Yes.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
If it had no table staff, but also had no drive-thru, it could still be fast food.
Yes.
Okay. I'm willing to go along with you on that definition.
By that definition, Steak and Shake is fast food.
Yes. You say that like you expected an argument from
me. Well, we talked about this earlier, and you've turned your nose up at it.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. This is not... I will agree with you that this is not fast food, but also, on, I believe, part of the bet is I couldn't eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't order pizza, like, from a chain.
Oh. So pizza fell into the fast food category as a result.
I think only because... it was close enough to that kind of food. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't.
It's where the food is the. That's everything, really. It's completely serviceable. It's like you are just there to get food, and you're not there for the ambiance or the pleasure of someone else's company. It's really just utilitarian. It's about get into my belly.
Yeah, and for the most part.
I want to get on with my life. That's fast food. That's right. I don't want to linger here. Although some places have tried to change that around and be like, no. This is a place where you can linger.
They have.
Yeah. They failed. We'll get to that.
I don't know.
We'll get to it.
Some places have succeeded.
Some places have. I wouldn't call those places fast food.
All right. Well, what about you? What's your... You know, if you're in a hurry and you need some food, where do you go?
Hey, well, it used to be McDonald's.
Ah, the big guy.
Yeah.
The behemoth.
Yeah.
The Leviathan.
Big Mac McDLT, quarter pounder with some cheese filet, fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, Happy Meal, nuggets, tasty golden fries, something, 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 something. I got to find that.
Wow.
Rap. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah, they had that little square record. That came in like the Sunday paper.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, it was like.
Why was it square?
I don't know.
I would have expected a square record from Wendy's.
Why?
Because their burgers are square.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. Aren't they?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never had a Wendy's burger.
Do the rap again.
I'll have a Big Mac McDLT, quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden fries, something, 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 something. It breaks down after that.
I wish you knew the rest.
Yeah, I wish I did too.
It breaks down.
Man, I I practiced that.
So did they also...
I remember that immediately after I got that record. I immediately went into my basement, I put it on, and I'm like, I'm going to practice this. I'm going to get this down.
Did they also... Did they also do the... The, you know, two all-beef patties, special sauce on a sesame seed bun.
Maybe. See, I never knew that song.
Is that
Big Mac? That's the Big Mac jingle,
I
think.
How's it go?
I don't know. I never knew it. I think that predated me.
Tomatoes, that came before lettuce, my era. Cheese, two all-beef. I don't know it. I know the two all-beef patties, special sauce on a sesame seed bun. And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
There's stuff before it.
Yeah.
Lettuce, tomatoes, cheese.
You could probably just run down a list of ingredients.
McDonald's is the place. That's the place, man. I mean, everybody.
Everybody knows McDonald's.
Everybody knows it worldwide.
Yes, although not all McDonald's are created equal worldwide.
No, I've been to a McDonald's in England.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
They had, I got the chicken McNuggets, and it tasted weird. It tasted more like real chicken. And I was very thrown by that.
Did you like it? Did you prefer that?
No, I did not. And
was that because it wasn't good or because it was not what you expected?
I think it was a little bit of both. More that I wasn't expecting it.
Because they don't have actual chickens in England, right?
No.
Isn't there an embargo
on chickens in England? It's been that way since, I think, the early 50s.
Yeah. They got banned. They thought they were commies.
Yeah.
They were like...
They hated the commies. Really hated them.
Commie chickens.
You don't hear about it a lot.
Go back to Cuba.
you don't hear about the English's hatred for the commies.
A
whole lot. And communist fowl, particularly. But it's there, and it's really kind of still a problem,
yeah,
as I understand it.
I'm pretty sure that comes straight from the royal family, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, what's her face? Elizabeth? Queen? Elizabeth?
The Queen?
Is not a fan of chicken.
Sure.
And so, therefore, no one in England can have chicken.
Well, I thought it was the communist part.
That, too.
That just is, like, icing on the cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
The consistency was really strange. So, when you get a chicken McNugget here, it's kind of like just a, compressed meat product.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you bite into it. And
meat product. That's a good.
It's not. Well, let me. Maybe I can make sense of this by talking about what the English version was like. It was like, if you eat chicken, like regular chicken, it sort of shreds as you eat it, right? Like there's, if you were to pull it apart, it would come apart in shreds.
Yeah.
So that's how, when you bit into this chicken McNugget, that was the consistency. And the way that it came apart, okay? Whereas with a American chicken McNugget, you bite into it, and there's basically your tooth-shaped bite into it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
There's no...
It's sort of like a little thing of, like, chicken mush on
the inside. Exactly, and, yeah. It's like chicken clay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome, McDonald's. You're welcome.
But I used to eat a lot of McDonald's. In fact, I had stopped eating McDonald's after I did that bet. So I as I said, I won the bet. I did not eat fast food for an entire month. And for a long time after, I still didn't eat fast food just because I had kind of, kicked the habit, as it were. And gradually, I started to eat fast food again, but I never went back to McDonald's. I have yet to have McDonald's again.
Ever?
Yeah. So it's been over 10 years.
That's impressive.
Not
even like a soda or a shake or anything like that
from
McDonald's?
No.
Wow.
And it's, I think it's partly like I want to hold on to some aspect of like having succeeded at that month.
Beating them at their game.
And McDonald's is the biggest one, right? So. Right. I feel kind of like strong.
Yeah, that's good.
Way. That's now, cool. I eat a lot of other fast food. A lot of it.
I was just going to add.
I more than make up for the lack of McDonald's in my life. But I want to talk about McDonald's some more.
I do, too.
Because they're, and lots of people talked about McDonald's, so there's.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to hit on anything new here.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We're not going to blow any doors wide open.
We're not going to blow any arches into England.
My favorite thing to get at McDonald's when I ate it was I would usually get the chicken McNuggets.
Okay.
And fries. And I'd usually get two orders of fries because I loved the fries.
A lot of people love the fries. Supposedly, America loves them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, to the point that they're America's favorite, I think.
Are they?
That's what I've heard.
Here's what you do with the fries. And I bet you're familiar with this method. And I bet a lot of our listeners are as well.
All right.
You get the fries. You purchase them. All right. Yes. And with the fries.
It's hard to steal them because they're on the other side of the counter.
And they're hot.
Yeah.
So you can't just grab a handful.
They're in that greasy vat. Yeah.
You don't want to dip your hand in there.
No. You'll just come up with one giant fry. I mean, it'll taste good.
It'll be great.
But, yeah.
It's really good.
It would be like a giant hand-sized fry. Just imagine that. You're going to need like two bottles of ketchup, though.
You're going to buy the fries.
Yeah.
You're also going to buy a milkshake.
Okay. Oh, I see where you're going.
You're
going to
pop the lid off the milkshake because he ain't going to drink it through the straw.
Because it's triple
thick. I don't
know
why I did an accent there. I don't know why. But you're not going to drink it through the straw.
Right.
It's too thick. Exactly. Yeah.
Triple thick.
We've all looked like idiots trying to pull the shake up through that straw.
Mm-hmm. And then you end up getting your tongue stuck to the end of the straw. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good straw sound.
Shake straw.
Can't get it.
Yeah.
Open the lid. Take a fry. Dip it into the shake.
Yeah.
Eat it. It is delicious.
I am not going to completely disagree with you.
Don't disagree at all.
No, I am going to disagree with you. Because that's not the way you do it.
What do you mean?
That's not the way. It's not the way I do it.
What do you do? What do you do?
I never do that.
What do you do?
Never do that.
What do you do? You got to dip the fry in the shake.
No, you just don't. That's
you know,
the solution.
Hold on for a second. Don't say another word because I will bet you everyone listening right now is on my side.
I'm not saying that they've never done it before.
They love it.
Maybe they do.
Like I do.
I don't.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
Yeah, McDonald's, you know, it started off, I think, in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where it started?
I know who was the original dude, Ray Kroc, right? That was his name.
Sort of.
He was a dude. He owned McDonald's, right?
He bought the company.
He bought it. Like, there was McDonald's already.
Yeah.
Ray Kroc made the milk, the shake
machine. He was a salesman for the shake.
Right.
It was like a multi-mixer or something like that.
He was selling to the McDonald's, the one McDonald's that there was, right?
I think there were two at the time.
Were there two?
Yeah.
And he decided to buy it.
Yes. Yes, they became partners. He bought like a portion of it,
right?
And then he was like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go back to Illinois and build my McDonald's location back there." And he eventually was so successful with his approach to it that he then bought them out completely. Right. But it was actually not, it wasn't until like the late 60s, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a while, a good chunk of time elapsed before he became Mr. McDonald's.
My mom tells me a story that when they were young, it was a real treat to go to McDonald's. Mm. Like, it was eating out.
Mm-hmm.
And her father, my grandpa, apparently he thought that the reason that the burgers were so good at McDonald's was because that they were wrapped in that, like, wax paper kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that fact that they sat in there for,
like,
a period of time, they were being steamed almost. And so she said that he would make burgers and wrap them in wax paper and let them sit.
Oh.
And he would say that that made them taste better.
I could see some logic behind
that.
And
she's made me those burgers before, wrapped in wax paper.
Did you enjoy them?
I did.
Were they better than regular burgers? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tend to like the foil better than the wax paper wrap. I like getting stuff wrapped in foil. Like at Sonic, you get like if you order a grilled cheese at Sonic, it comes wrapped in foil.
What about in Styrofoam?
No.
In those little Styrofoam
containers. Flip containers? No.
Man.
Yeah, that was the thing for a while. Those were big.
What was the one? Cold on one side, hot on the other.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
I'll keep the cool things cool.
Yeah.
Right? And the hot things hot.
It wasn't like Cool McD or something like that.
Was it Cool McD's?
Maybe.
No, I don't think that was it.
And it wasn't the deluxe, the McLean deluxe.
No.
Was it?
Well, so McDonald's has a lot of these like gimmicky
things,
right?
Yeah, the McRib.
The McRib, it's a freaking production. When that thing, it's like people go out on the streets and like celebrate when McRib comes back.
Like, they're setting up fireworks.
Like, and McDonald's has sort of become wise to the fact that people get really excited when they offer the McRib again, and now their advertising is like, it's back.
Yeah. Same thing with the Shamrock Shake around St. Patrick's Day.
A McRib. And
have you ever had one?
Yes. And I mean, when I had it and when I was, you know, eating McDonald's, it was good.
Yeah.
It was gross and it was good. And I think a lot of people admit it's gross, but it's good. They have the McRib, the fish filet sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Very big filet fish. During Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say?
You said the fish filet, which is true. I mean, it is a fish filet sandwich. They call it the filet o' fish.
Why is the O in there like that? Like it's Irish.
Filet-O-Fish. Yeah. Maybe they...
We've got a nice Filet-O-Fish for you.
Maybe that's how they originally advertised. They got the Irish Spring
Welcome
guy.
Welcome to McDonald's. What can I do for you?
McDonald's, it sounds like an Irish name, doesn't it?
Scottish.
Scottish? McDonald's? Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to McDonald's.
Same thing, right?
What? You want a bit of Filet-O-Fish? Coming right up.
Maybe all sailors are Irish, and that's why...
Keep going.
They figure,
yeah,
all sailors are going to want this, so we're gonna name it something that appeals to their sensibilities.
Yeah.
Filet-O-Fish. Yeah.
What else? What are the other kind of?
Well, there's the Big Mac. We talked about that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a gimmicky sandwich as much as it is their kind of flagship.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, sort of. I guess
the Big Mac.
I don't think I've ever eaten one.
I haven't either. I don't like a bunch of junk.
It just looked disgusting. It's just too much on there.
It's the Big Mac.
Yeah,
it's not that big. Have you seen one in real life?
Probably.
It's small. I mean, it looks huge,
right,
on the advertising, but it's very small. McDonald's also has the whole clown angle.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little
Ronald
bit,
Ronald McDonald.
Because that is, I think, sort of what separated McDonald's from the pack initially was they sort of...
Willard Scott.
Yeah, he was the first Ronald McDonald. I don't know if he created it, but he was the first guy to play Ronald McDonald. Yeah. And it started... That's another thing, too, about McDonald's. Like, they sort of have this image as being the sort of like Walmart of fast food, yeah, wherein like whatever you get at one McDonald's is exactly the same, yeah, as whatever you get at another McDonald's, but it's not exactly that way.
No.
No, it's not. They're all individually owned by, yeah, the franchisees. Franchisers. Yeah, yeah. So, and they can, they are allowed to come up with their own ideas, like their own menu items, and pitch them to the McDonald's directors, nice, or regional
to
people.
Ronald.
Yeah, to Ronald. They can be like, yeah, hey, Ronald, I've got
or
this
Mayor
idea.
Or Mayor McCheese.
Yeah. Or Grimace.
Yeah.
And they...
Nothing
if,
could stop the Grimace.
If they're, if they're popular enough, if they go over well enough, they might become a blanket menu item. That's kind of how the McRib got started. Actually, I think it's how the Big Mac. That might be how all of them start. They start at like a local level, and then if they become popular enough, then McDonald's adopts them as a, you know, maybe they buy them out. I don't know.
Wait.
But
how do we get from Willard Scott?
Because
he was at a local.
He was at a local place. The guy was looking for a way, I think, mascot, to do like birthday parties or something to add on to the offerings. And so he's like, how about a clown character? And he hires Willard Scott to play this clown. It becomes very popular. Ray Kroc says, oh, okay. Well, why don't we make him the symbol of all that is McDonald's? So then Ray Kroc slit his wrists and bled into a pot of toxic waste, and out came Ronald McDonald. Kind of how it happened.
There's the commercial with him ice skating.
Oh, yeah. Circa 1983, I guess, maybe it's when it started.
Ronald McDonald. In a box.
That kid, yeah. It's a group of kids going ice skating.
Yeah,
in this pond,
they leave the one kid alone.
Yeah, well, he's nervous. It's almost like he's afraid to go out there, and no one wants to wait around and help him.
Come on.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're going.
Whatever. We're gonna do it. But Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
He's not gonna leave that kid
Does
behind.
He have a
no voice? Child left behind.
Does he have a McDonald's. Voice?
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does he sound like? I mean, does he have a voice that one can do an impression
of?
You
know, he always reminded me, this is totally wrong, but I always like, he has kind of like a game showy, kind of like Shadow Stevens voice.
Shadow Stevens?
You remember Shadow Stevens from Hollywood Squares?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's what his voice reminded me of.
It sounds like Willard Scott.
Kind of.
Originally.
Yeah, I'm sure Willard Scott probably was the like main voice of Ronald for a long time.
Yeah,
and the character kind of changed.
But yeah, he skates up to that kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Takes him out, picks him up.
Yeah,
he like swings him around in a circle.
You can't do that anymore.
Twirls the child. Yeah,
imagine if you came upon that scene in real life.
A clown.
It's nighttime.
A clown
right?
twirling a small child on an ice rink
at night
on a pond. Yeah. Yeah, with cartoon animals all around.
Yeah.
I'd be troubled.
You'd call the cops.
You'd call Mayor McKinney. No, you'd call, what was his name? The who's the guy?
Constable
McCheese?
No.
Constable Quarter Pounder?
What's he called?
I don't know.
Man.
But there's that whole series of characters that came out.
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar.
Fry Guys.
The Fry Guys. They were late additions, yeah.
Birdie.
Who, I don't know what her association is. She's supposed to be...
She's a pilot.
Right,
she's
but...
the Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
But there are Chicken McNugget characters,
there
too.
There are, yeah.
The Grimace.
The Grimace.
What is he?
He was originally a villain.
What?
Yeah. He was supposed to be a villain
the
for the McDonald's Land characters.
Much.
I don't know if he ever got out as a villain. He originally had like six arms. He was a big
That's
purple thing, and
amazing.
He had like six arms.
But what is he?
Six arm.
He was
monster.
Just some sort of nondescript monster.
Yeah. Basically, he was somebody to fight the McDonald's.
There's
characters.
Mayor McCheese.
Yeah.
There was the Hamburglar. I can't think of the cop guy. He was a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a Keystone Cop
Chief?
Looking dude.
Captain,
I don't know.
There was the professor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And was there a sea captain?
Maybe. I don't know. We should look these up. We should find the McDonald line characters.
A couple friends at work, not too long ago, were going through all of these characters, so I should remember them, but I can't.
My cousins had a McDonald Land playset from the 70s.
Oh, wow.
It had like a train.
Yeah.
And it was like a map that you would lay out that was like a map of McDonaldland, and the train would go around it. And I used to, like, whenever I'd go over to their house, I would, like, just keep my fingers crossed. I'd be wishing. I'd
Please
be like,
pull that
man,
out.
God, let me play with the McDonaldland play set. I'll give you my firstborn. Just please let me play with the train. Please.
Would you ask?
Yeah.
Or were you just sort of like, maybe they'll play it this time? Come on. That's the thing is, they've played it a million times. They don't care about it.
They don't want to play with it. They get to play with it every day, but I only got those clandestine moments with it. I had a little, it was an actual McDonald's restaurant playset.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. It was might have been like a play school, or I don't remember who manufactured it, but I loved that thing.
We had one at the, I think we had one at my kindergarten.
Hmm.
What were the fry guys? Were they made of fries?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, not really, other than Mayor McCheese, none of them were actually physically.
Well, the cop was.
Oh, that's right. He was.
Yeah.
Was he like Big Mac?
Maybe.
Captain Big Mac or something? I don't know.
He was filet.
I feel like the thing
he
is, I looked this guy up. Like, I couldn't remember this the last time this subject came up. And
Constable
I had to look
O'Fish.
Constable O'Filet.
What are you doing in McDonald's land? Get the Hamburglar. Get him out of here.
Get him out of my sight.
What?
Bring me a filet.
So remember the little chicken McNugget guys?
Yeah, that would kind of bounce up and down in their
and
little
And you could get
tray.
Toys.
Yeah.
Halloween, they'd have all sorts of costumes.
With different...
Those were the Happy Meal toys.
Different costumes. Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, the number one Happy Meal toys of all time. And you didn't agree with me about those fries and shake things, so you may be wrong about this too. Were the little Transformers. So they would be a burger...
Oh, yes.
You transform them, it's a robot.
Yes. I had a whole set of those. I still have them, actually, somewhere.
Really?
I do. There was a shake. There was a little...
Fries.
The fries. There was the cardboard container.
Yep.
That turned into
fries.
Yeah. And then there was the Big Mac.
Yeah.
I had all those.
Those were the best.
Do you remember the robot? Or not the robot. The little aliens. The little green aliens with the purple outfits.
Yeah.
They have
a
name. They were like the McNaughts or something like that.
Those were cool, too.
They were very cool. Because they were like original characters that McDonald's
created.
They had
tons of them.
And there were, dozens. And they had... I don't remember how you got it, but they actually had like a spaceship that you could get. And they would all sort of sit on.
Look that up, because those guys are so cool.
I like taking shit from assholes, it's a dream come true. But 5:15, I'm gonna pay the rent. And I shortchanged a guy with a whopper. He complained, I told him to get bent. But you know there will come a day I'm gonna make those fuckers pay. Bloodbath at Burger King. Bloodbath at Burger King.
Something else.
Okay.
McDonald's, we could probably talk for a while, but...
Yeah, we'll do a whole episode on McDonald's.
Yeah. But we're not going to.
No. We're done talking about...
Should we go to the next logical step here?
Okay.
Burger King?
Sure.
Would you consider that the next logical step?
Yeah, I mean...
In terms of relational...
One thinks
of McDonald's, one can't help but think of...
Yeah, Burger King is sort of the Coke to McDonald's Pepsi, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Burger King serves Pepsi, whereas McDonald's serves Coke. Maybe not. I don't know. They are, sort of the next in line of the fast food.
I still go to Burger King these days.
Yeah, I don't.
They never figured out the mascot thing.
No.
And
they
best
the Burger
they
King
could do,
Kids Club.
Those guys were cool.
They were all right.
That's actually, I should recant what I said, because they had that kid with the blonde hair and the crazy
goggles,
visor thing. They were very PC because they had a kid in a wheelchair.
yeah. And it's like kids of all races and creeds and colors. Yeah. So that was, they were really on the ball with that. But now they've gone this route with this creepy king guy.
He was the mascot like back in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
They've just brought him back.
And made him creepy.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I think it's brilliant.
I hate it.
I mean, I think it's played out, but it was a brilliant.
No, I never liked it.
No?
Nope.
Well,
I never liked it.
Be allowed at Burger King.
And I never will. But I do like Burger King. And in fact, I prefer it over McDonald's.
Hmm.
The taste.
In general. Okay. Was that always the case, or has it just changed that way since you stopped going to McDonald's?
It became the case when because for a long time I only got McDonald's and I never tried Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did try Burger King, preferred it.
I'm swayed.
Yeah.
I'm a changed man. Yeah,
you got me. Kids Club.
It's God is my witness.
Yeah, they don't have the
pop culture panache McDonald's has.
No, they do
nobody
not.
Does really, but Burger King.
Yeah, no one really.
Burger King
does.
Is particularly exposed in that regard, I think, because they are sort of
they're
so big that they could be McDonald's,
right,
but
right.
They're not. They just can't quite get.
You know who
done.
Does have some good pop culture panache though is Jack in the Box these days.
Now they do. They didn't always.
They've got the Jack character,
mm-hmm.
who I will say I think is legitimately funny.
Mm-hmm.
Those commercials are pretty good.
They do a good job with it.
They made a good push with those antenna balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little Jack.
Yeah, that was
heads.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was a genius idea.
Food is what it is.
The thing about Jack in the Box is they will do anything.
They will. Yeah, they'll put anything on their
menu. I've
got to
give them props. I won't eat any of it, but man.
I will eat it.
They
will
do anything. I remember. Do you remember the ultimate cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Like
They still make it.
They still make it. Okay. I remember this goes into a different territory, but there was the commercial for the ultimate cheeseburger when they introduced the ultimate cheeseburger, which is it's two giant patties of beef, and it's like four slices of cheese.
Yep.
I think there's two slices of cheese per patty, and then
there's
mayonnaise. Yeah, mayonnaise. I don't know what it is.
Mayonnaise.
When they introduced that, the joke of it was like meat and cheese. What makes a good burger? Meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. Put some more meat and cheese on it.
Yeah.
And like the punchline was, why a bun? You know, like as though, like, why don't we just like have a big thing of meat and cheese that you hold on to?
No.
Well, then like a couple years ago when the whole Atkins diet thing was going big and like it was like, don't ever eat bread, you know.
Wasn't
and all these
more than a couple of years ago?
Yeah, okay. Maybe it was more like 10. I don't know. But there was this period where like all of a sudden all these fast food places were panicking because people were trying to avoid eating anything with like grain in it or whatever. And they actually started serving the ultimate cheeseburger wrapped in like a piece of lettuce or something instead of a bun.
Nice.
And that has always
well
stuck
played.
With me. Yeah.
I like their tacos.
Oh, yeah.
They are disgusting. I mean, it's like the most pitiful taco you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, essentially what they do is they put some gross meat product in there, some really sad lettuce.
We'll get to that.
And then they just drop the whole thing into the fryer, and it fries itself shut. And that's what you eat, and I really enjoy it.
I'm just like picturing a child with pink eye. What that brings to mind is
thanks.
You're welcome. Think about that next time you get a taco.
I usually get those, and I get the curly fries.
Oh yeah, the curly fries. The first place to introduce curly fries on a mass scale, I think.
Good stuff, curly fries.
Those are good.
You get different kinds. Okay, you get the sort of curly fry that's got a wide spiral to it. You get the curly fry that's really just sort of an arc.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the best curly fry, which is the tight corkscrew. Right?
Do you like the tight
corkscrew? Oh, man, do I ever.
Really?
Yeah, you get the most.
See, I feel like that's too much crisp and not enough.
Oh, but I like the crisp.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I want a little bit of tater.
There's plenty of tater in there, my friend. You're getting more tater for your buck.
I don't know about that.
With the tight corkscrew.
I don't know about that.
It's a tightly wound. It's like a phone cord.
Maybe I'm thinking of a tighter variant of the tight corkscrew like, than you are. See, I'm picturing like the end of a curl, like where it's literally like a rattlesnake tail, and you basically bite into it, and it's like nothing but crisp.
No,
there's no potato in there at all.
No,
that's what I think of when you say
no,
the tight
no,
corkscrew.
No. Think of a telephone cord.
Okay.
Fry it.
Okay.
That's the what's what I'm
that's
talking
good.
About.
Yeah.
That's really good. Really good. Sometimes you find an onion ring in there. That makes me upset. I don't like onion rings. You know what I mean, though? Because they fry all this crap in the same place.
Sure.
They dump it into one bin.
Right. Jimmy Hoffa's in there, too.
Yeah. So they're, like, you know, shoveling it into the container. Uh-huh. You're almost always guaranteed an onion ring in there.
Huh.
I don't like that.
Understandable.
I don't like
onion
rings.
You didn't order an onion ring, right?
Exactly.
But, damn it, they've got them at Jack in the Box. They have everything.
They got onion rings. They got, like, potato wedges.
Yeah.
They got churros.
Quesadillas.
They
do
got,
they have quesadillas? Maybe they don't. I don't know. I just feel like I could name
might.
Something,
and
they've probably had it on the menu
yeah.
one time. Yeah. Now, there was a time when Jack in the Box was sort of run out of town around
Whoa.
Here. And they became something else. They became Monterey Jack's.
What?
I'm not kidding you. I know what? It sounds like I'm making this up. This sounds like an archive joke, but it's not. It sounds like a fake fast food place on The Simpsons or something.
Yeah.
Monterey Jack's.
So was it Jack in the Box?
Basically, it was Jack in the Box, but they went by a different name.
Did they just rebrand?
Yeah. At least in certain areas. I don't know that they did this all over, but I remember that there was like commercials that would be, they would say, Jack in the Box is now Monterey Jack's.
Why did they do it?
It was like a purplish blue logo with like yellow. It was very weird. I don't know. I don't know why they did it. But and then Jack in the Box came back with a vengeance later. They yeah. actually had commercials where the Monterey Jack cube yeah. exploded. They're like, Jack is back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I might remember that.
It was pretty spectacular.
The explosion.
I was excited, even though I never went to Jack in the Box.
You're in
I
your
was
living
like,
room.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Blow it up, man! Blow
hey,
it
Mom!
Up.
Guess what? Jack is back! Yeah, Jack in the Box is back!
Who? Who's back?
Jack! Get out of here, Monterey Jax! Nobody wants you!
Is Jack a friend of yours?
He is now!
He is now! He blew Woo! Up Monterey!
I hate Monterey Jack! You suddenly hate it. Hey, Mom! Can we go to Jack in the Box today?
I thought you didn't like Jack in the Box.
I do now!
I've always loved it.
You just didn't know. You just didn't know, Mom.
Don't tell me you like Monterey Jack, Mom.
They're gone. And good riddance.
You're going to have to suck it up, Mom, because... You won't be getting any Monterey Jacks now.
You're such a jerk to your mom. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Man, I like Taco Bell a lot.
Yeah?
I think it's Jim Gaffigan who says they just... Or maybe he says this about Mexican food in general. And I'm not saying that Taco Bell's Mexican food.
Right.
Mexican influence.
For
maybe.
One thing, it would need to be food
right.
in order to be.
But they just kind of rearrange the ingredients and call it something new.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of have like, I think he says like 7 ingredients. Mm-hmm. And they just configure them differently.
Yeah, rearrange them a little bit.
They'll combine things. They'll wrap with this thing and that thing. And they're like, that's the new thing wrap.
Yeah.
Hey, come to Taco Bell. Try our new
thing.
try our new quesadilla wrapped in
crunchy,
a gordita.
Crunchy, spicy thing.
Try our crunch-wrapped gordita spicy burrito. Fried. Chalupa. Do you remember they had a thing that I liked. Oh God, when I think about it, I can't believe it. It's called like an enchirito.
I don't remember it.
I think it was their version of an enchilada. And it was just this gross, like, they took a tortilla mm-hmm. and they put their meat product in it mm-hmm. and they rolled it up. Right.
Okay.
So now you got like a tube
mm-hmm.
of meat product.
So far, very similar to most other.
They'd put product. That in a little paper boat.
Oh, yeah. The paper
and then
boat.
They'd pour a gallon of red sauce on it. And then they'd put a little cheese on top of that and kind of nuke it to make the cheese melt.
Uh-huh.
That was your enchirito.
Nice.
It was gross. But I'd get it.
Do you remember they were like the pitch black tacos or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they got on a kick where they were just different
just
colors.
Coloring, yeah. There was
well,
like
the they ran
El Diablo.
Out of configurations.
It's like the red taco.
There was the black, yeah. The red one was
the
spicy.
The blackjack taco.
Blackjack.
It was like black, a black or really it was more like a navy blue
yeah.
Tortilla.
Yeah.
And then it had like cheddar jack cheese. Yeah.
I was a big fan of the cheesy gordita crunch.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hard shell taco
mm-hmm.
With, you know, meat, lettuce, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they called it like Baja sauce or something.
Oh, yeah. They're infamous
Which
Baja
is
sauce.
Amazing.
I've never
God,
had
it. God, I love it. And then they take that. They take a gordita.
Mm-hmm.
They sprinkle shredded cheese in the gordita. Then they take the original taco, place it in the gordita, and wrap it, and then nuke
it's a turducken.
And they nuke that so that the cheese adhered to the hard shell taco.
Okay.
And then you eat that.
That is
cheesy
a,
gordita
a,
crunch.
A Mexican turducken.
It's a Mexican tradition. I think you
And by Mexican tradition, I mean Martian
no,
tradition.
No, no. If you went to Mexico today, I mean,
everybody's just
every family
chowing down on
home-cooked meal. They're all eating cheesy gordita crunches. It's very authentic.
Uh-huh.
There was a big deal when they started making quesadillas. Do you remember that?
Yes. They were terrible. I remember
I liked them,
being very
but
excited
they are
about
terrible.
Them. They like came wrapped in cellophane or something.
It was a weird packaging. Like it was paper, but it had a window.
Yeah.
It had a cellophane window.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, was
just,
it ever...
Like, in case you weren't yeah. convinced well, that what was actually in there was well, a
I don't
quesadilla.
See it. Where's the quesadilla? Oh, okay.
Good.
Good.
Wouldn't it be great if that had caught on, like, and then every piece of fast food packaging yeah. had to have a window?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
I like anything, any other tacos that have Fritos in them.
Mm.
I like
they
the crunch.
Do that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they got one now. It's like Fritos. They're like flaming hot Fritos.
Mm.
Rice, meat. They used to have a Frito burrito.
Oh, well, they were just...
And it was sort of like a bean burrito with Fritos.
Nice.
Taco Bell's good for the price. Like, it's really cheap.
It is.
And you can get a lot cheap. Of food for very mm-hmm. little money.
Mm-hmm.
You
can also, I feel like the customization there is a little, it's better than what you get at like a typical fast food place.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you want a special order at McDonald's or at,
they get all.
At Jack in the Box, yeah, man, they flip
yeah.
out. I mean, you
what?
Can like practically hear them in the back.
Yeah.
Like, stabbing themselves with scissors or something. I mean, that's how big a deal they make out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, you're going to have to pull up to the white line and wait
yeah.
for 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah.
Well,
Taco Bell seems to be a little bit better able to manage
those
that.
Employees are so well versed in configuring those ingredients in so many different ways. Like,
yes,
you could tell them like, can I get the quesadilla wrapped, you know, crunch burrito? And they'd be even if that's not on the menu, they would think, oh, that must be something we make. And they'd make it.
Yeah.
You
just figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's like this. And they give it to you.
It's kind of, in a way, it's sort of like, it's like a fast food slam.
Whoa,
it's like they're just,
yeah.
they're improvising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't come up with anything. When you start doing a bass line, I got nothing. Ha! Ha ha!
Taco Bell.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
Nah.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
And then there's Del Taco.
Yeah.
Is that a local place?
It might have been. I've never seen it anywhere else. But it's... I have seen other taco places. I think that's the thing. Other than Taco Bell, most taco places, I think, are sort of like a regional thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's a couple places in the South that are, you know, there's Taco Cabana, which I've never actually eaten at.
No, I haven't.
Every
either.
Time I'm in Texas, I go by a Taco Cabana and want to try it.
You could.
I should.
I mean, no one's going to stop you. Del Taco is strange in that, you know, they have the tacos, but they also have burgers and fries.
Oh, yeah.
And I always thought that was really weird.
Those places.
But then, you know, that makes me think of the whole, like, combination Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
Or,
Kentucky Fried Chicken and,
Red Burrito,
mm-hmm.
which I've never Hardy's eaten products from that.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
But, yeah, that became a thing. Like, you could go to these places that had both. And you'd be like, I'll take a personal pan pizza and three hard shell tacos.
Yeah. No, I think it maybe started like at airports, you know, where they would have them side by side there. And they were like, well, if this works at the airport, why don't we just slap a drive-thru on it and do it, you know, everywhere.
It kind of blew my mind at the time.
Yeah.
That these two things coexist in one place. What else we got?
We've got like your roast beef places, you know, like Arby's and all of those. Yeah, I agree. They have good fries though, as I recall.
God.
You just don't like roast beef.
I don't like roast beef.
Yeah, nobody
and
does.
And the thought of fast food version of roast beef just disgusts me.
It is very gross. I dated somebody one time who lived for roast beef, and it was heinous. Like always, whenever
who lives for roast beef?
I don't know, but she did, man. She just wanted
God,
to go to roast,
roast
beef.
Beef.
Get a roast beef, and she was always like,
ugh.
You want to try some? And you're like, God, no, I don't. I mean, God, they would like. You would like hold up that sandwich and it would be like dripping in like some sort of chemical residue. It was just absolutely disgusting.
I can't speak with any authority on either of those
gross.
Places.
But they did have some interesting like side menu items like well, the curly fries. They had like seasoned curly fries.
They had like
there.
Cheddar fries,
like potato wedge things.
Yeah.
That were you didn't necessarily find everywhere else.
They had to get creative.
Yeah, they did. At
Wendy's,
the
Biggie.
I
Frosty.
I only know of them through the Frosty.
The Biggie Shake.
There. Yeah.
The Biggie Frosty.
I don't know.
Is that their size? They say the Biggie.
I don't know. I haven't been to a Wendy's since like 1987.
What was his name? Dave.
Dave Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Poor Dave.
But his daughter lives on.
Yeah. Forever.
Did he have a daughter in real life?
Maybe.
Like a red-haired daughter.
I don't think he did. I think the owner of the
well,
company, or the
he?
Founder of the company.
Who was he then?
He was like the president or something.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he was the founder of Wendy's. I think he sort of came later.
Yeah. I've been to Wendy's maybe twice in my life.
Yeah. Nobody goes to Wendy's.
Those square burgers always freaked me out.
It's a little weird.
Hardee's.
/ Carl's Jr. I think they're Carl's Jr. on the West Coast. And they're Hardee's everywhere else, maybe. The Rallies.
Well, hold on.
Checkers.
Now. Hold on.
What?
Hardee's, they came back strong.
Sort of.
Recently. Fairly recently with the whole
they're
thick
giant burgers.
They're
yeah.
thick burgers.
Yeah. Which I've never had.
They're good.
I don't know if they're any good.
They are good. Yeah, I will get behind that burger.
All right.
That's good.
Good.
Rest of Hardee's. It's not good.
They had their milkshakes, I think, are decent.
You know, I never had them.
They're all right.
Rallies and Sonic.
You sound like you don't care for either of those.
I've never had food from either of those places that wasn't dry as dust. Like,
There seems to be no moisture in their food.
Mm-hmm.
Bums me out.
Maybe you should just borrow from the Arby's or
just squeeze one of their
roast beef sandwiches
over a
get their
over a Raleigh's burger.
We're disgusting everyone right now.
I know.
We're just grossing everybody out
if you're hungry.
Yeah. We didn't talk about KFC.
Oh yeah, which is sort of a whole other category, right? Mm-hmm. Chicken.
Yeah.
Exclusively on focusing on chicken.
Yeah.
I really like their presentation. You get that big tub of chicken. You know what I'm talking about?
A tub?
You look confused.
Well, I'm picturing, I may be confusing Kentucky Fried Chicken with other chicken vendors like churches or...
I'm talking about KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You get actually like a bucket style?
Yeah, you get a bucket.
I don't remember that.
What?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, you get this whole tub.
Huh.
You get the little containers of mashed potatoes and gravy. Mm-hmm. You get the biscuits. Like, you get a whole little, you know, full-fledged meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. Mm. I like the look of that. I don't really like chicken on the bone, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a hard time with that. But I do really like their popcorn chicken, which is just pieces of chicken fried. And I like it.
Okay.
I've never been to Church's.
I loved Church's biscuits. I think their biscuits are incredible.
And what's the other one? Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, never been there.
I went there for the first time ever in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have quite a reputation.
They do. Like, people were telling me it was awesome and amazing and you're going to love it. And it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
They had waffle fries.
Oh.
It's exciting.
Unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not something you typically find at a fast food place.
So there are some outliers.
Yeah.
Some places that are hard to categorize. Are they considered fast food?
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Subway.
Hard to say. I would not consider it fast food.
You get your food really fast.
That's true. However... However, because you are essentially building your own order, I mean, they have regular stuff.
I refer you to your own argument for Taco Bell.
Yes. But that you are ordering a specific item and customizing it to your liking. I feel like at Subway, you're basically saying, like, I want...
I'll the spicy Italian sandwich, please. Hold the...
I don't
lettuce.
Know what that is.
See, it's a pre-made sandwich. The Subway sandwiches, they have their, you know, you look up the menu, there's tons of like sandwiches that are, you know, predetermined.
Yeah.
I'll have the spicy chicken ranch sandwich.
All right.
No peppers, please.
Maybe it's just that I think their branding sucks, and that's why.
I think what it is, you know, somewhere along the line, fast food, and I don't think this is unjustified, became synonymous with unhealthy.
Right.
And Subway has made a really big push over the past, you know, decade or so, if not longer,
with Jared,
to put themselves forth as a healthy option.
Right.
They fall under a lot of the things that I would consider fast food. You know, literally you do get food very fast there. Mm-hmm. They do not have a wait staff.
Right.
Are there any Subways with drive-thrus? I don't think.
Probably.
Maybe somewhere. Yeah. But not as a general rule, I would say no.
They don't go hand in hand. Yeah.
But I think the reason that they feel kind of outside of fast food is, A, the whole health push. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, you can get a healthy sandwich there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also get a really unhealthy one.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, anywhere else.
Right.
But... I think the deli aspect really throws it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's something about the seemingly fresh ingredients.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at them as they're building your food.
Right.
Which is unusual for fast food.
Yes. It doesn't feel like fast food, but I think if you wanted to get really technical, it is fast food.
Okay. I'll go with you on that.
So the other, the similar things to Subway, like Jimmy John's, And Penn Station. Mm-hmm.
What's Good Sense? Two Sense.
Oh man, what happened to that? Mr. Good Sense.
Mr. Good Sense.
Where it was like their pricing was all in pennies. They would be like, this sandwich is 599 pennies.
I think I sense the problem there.
Sense? Do you sense the problem? They delivered, though.
Yeah.
And that was before, at least before Jimmy John's came around here. But
yeah,
their sandwiches were not good.
I don't think I ever
had it. I had it, and it was.
I just don't do sub sandwiches or deli sandwiches.
They do not excite me.
Nothing about them that interests me. I don't know why.
Quiznos, that's another one that
yeah, God,
yeah, they're it's strange. They are, I would say they're definitely fast food, but it just feels like they aren't.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, even the ones that are horribly unhealthy, like Penn Station, feel like they're healthy because it's a sandwich.
Yeah, because it's not a burger.
Yeah.
Or something that's dropped in a fryer.
What about a place like St. Louis Bread Company,
Panera.
Others would know it as Panera.
Yeah. Technically, by the definition that there is no wait staff, I guess.
And there's a drive-thru.
And there is a drive-thru. Not at all of them, but some of them.
Yeah. But fairly, yeah.
Enough. Yeah, you could call it fast food.
Another one that sort of has this veil of being seemingly healthy over it. That is some unhealthy food.
Well, it depends on what you call unhealthy.
Lots because, of calories.
Okay, yeah. It's high calorie.
High calorie.
I think it's lower in cholesterol and saturated fat and all that stuff than what
tons
you would
of calories,
get.
Calories, though.
Yeah, but it still has a lot of calories. Well, pretty much anywhere you go, you're going to find something. Yeah, if you're getting something fast, it's going to be high in calories because there's really no way around that. You can't take the time to prepare something.
You can't remove all the calories.
There's also that.
You got to get the tweezers out.
Yeah.
It takes time.
And they burrow, man. Those calories, they dig deep.
They
so you got to
real far.
You got to take some time to really. Easy you need one of those lights on like the front of your helmet or your hat,
and one of those goggles that magnifies everything.
Yeah. A telescoping eyepiece.
Yep, exactly. It takes a while.
Yeah,
and that equipment's expensive.
Nobody has time for that.
Nobody has
time for it. So that, yeah, I'd call that along the same lines, like Chipotle or Qdoba, those places.
Yeah.
It's fast food.
That is fast food, yeah.
There are others. Five Guys.
Oh, yeah,
Five
definitely
Guys, Burgers and Fries,
food.
Fast food.
You know, okay, here's, maybe there's a category we can kind of not necessarily create, but because I'm sure somebody has already said this. It's sort of like, and I'm going to use this word in quotes, gourmet fast food.
That's good, yeah.
Because they claim to have a higher quality product, but it's still coming to you fast.
Yes.
So Five Guys Burgers and Fries, they make a big deal of like the meat is quality meat.
It's raised by independent farmers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They you know make a big show of all the potato sacks out in the in the store. They're like, you can see our whole kitchen. You know, there is no part of the kitchen that you can't see. So you watch all your food being cooked.
Right.
And they keep it really simple with just burgers, fries, hot dogs, you know. So it's the sort of gourmet, simple experience.
And it's so based on like efficiency and like,
you know, and cleanliness.
Kind of no frills food.
Yeah. And so you have, I guess I might put Qdoba in the category because it's like a step above Taco Bell. You know, it's still fast food, but you're watching them make it. It's a lot like Subway in that they'll sort of, you know, put it together in front of you and ask you if you want this or that or what have you.
Well, and like the types of things you're getting, like you're not. It's not necessarily just ground beef or, you know, refried beans.
The meat looks like meat.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't look like meat pellets.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Taco Bell meat looks like.
Meat pellets.
God. Taco Bell beef looks like pellets of meat. Sorry.
This whole meat pellet discussion is probably a good segue for another thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Which is the substances that are masquerading as meat in many fast food items, which actually, this sort of goes back to your original, your bet that started this whole discussion.
All right.
To talk about how you wondering if you could go a month without fast food.
Yeah.
And you did.
I did it.
And you've managed to go like 10 years without going to McDonald's.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. I sort of did the same thing.
With meat pellets.
With meat pellets. I said, I'm going to eat nothing but meat pellets for 10 years.
For 10 years. And I stuck to it.
Yep.
Yep.
Sorry. I'm eating them right now. Just chewing down.
The bowl of meat pellets.
Down on
spiced meat pellets.
Spicy
Those are
meat
the best.
Pellets.
Those
yeah.
are the best.
With a little guacamole mixed
Ooh,
in there.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Good, good.
I
keep talking. Man, I am hungry.
I read, this is probably about a little more than 10 years ago. I read Fast Food Nation. Have you ever heard of that book?
No.
Eric Schlosser.
But I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's basically this sort of...
Smart people read it.
I guess. It's like a journalistic approach to fast food. It's
journalistic as in journalism or journalistic as in a journal?
Both, actually.
Huh.
It was one guy sort of traveling around the United States and trying to figure out exactly what's going into fast food.
Okay.
And it was spurred on by there was a series of stories. I think it was a Jack in the Box, an outbreak of E. coli.
Yeah.
Among a couple of different Jack in the Box locations.
Okay.
And so that's sort of the impetus behind the start of the journey, which is it's going and figuring out how does something like that get into a fast food restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have so many quality checks and things like that.
Right.
And in the process of it, it becomes more of an investigation into sort of the basic elements and how those are prepared,
mm-hmm.
and why the fast food industry plays into that. And I don't want to this to come out like way too political, and I don't want to like spoil the book for anybody who's possibly going to read it. But I will say that after reading that book, I decided that I couldn't eat fast food anymore.
Okay.
And that transition, I mean, it started a couple of other transitions that they started basically there.
Uh-huh.
But ever since then, I've had no desire whatsoever to eat anything resembling fast food. Now the traditional model of fast food. However, because fast food is so ubiquitous,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes find myself without a choice in the matter.
People go there.
Yes.
John, do you want something from?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So.
You don't want to be rude.
Right. I'm not going to say no.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Haven't you read Fast Food Nation?
Don't you know what kind of meat pellets are in your meat
you
pellets?
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have eaten, like, I prefer Taco Bell because there's a lot more there to choose from,
yeah.
and you can like customize things pretty easily.
Yeah.
Or like the sort of gourmet option.
Yeah.
Like I think Chipotle is awesome.
Yeah.
I love Chipotle.
I do like that place. It's hard. I mean, like it is ubiquitous, and I think the reason, you know, I eventually started eating fast food again was because, you know, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. It serves
it's
a purpose.
Right there.
It has a very specific
yeah.
purpose, and
there's
a demand for it.
You know, if I had tried to just not ever eat it ever again, you know, you would feel kind of like silly when people are like, oh, do you want anything from here? Oh, well, I don't eat that stuff.
Right, yeah.
You know, I feel silly enough when people, if they're going to McDonald's, you're like, do you want something? And I'm like, oh, I don't eat McDonald's. Because I don't want to sound like a...
Right, you,
know, you
don't want to be that guy.
You know, I don't eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
But it's ubiquitous. And you know, a lot of fast food in the past, you know, 5-10 years come under fire. And you've got documentaries like Super Size Me
mm-hmm.
that raised a lot of awareness around
the consequences of
yeah.
fast food culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done, you know, that kind of stuff has had an effect, in albeit small one, on what
the fast food chains present as food,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're starting to offer sort of healthy options,
mm-hmm.
alternatives, I say. I don't think they've gotten rid of anything, but they've started to say, okay, well, you can get apples.
Broadened.
You get apple slices instead of fries. I think McDonald's offers that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a step in the right direction, but
sure.
I don't know if that model could ever work. Mm-hmm. Like the fast food model, I don't think it can work and produce healthy food. It can't work the way that we have come to know it.
Right.
You know?
Well, and people don't necessarily want it to work otherwise. Yeah. You know, they want the stuff that's unhealthy, you know?
It's good.
Right. It tastes good. It's designed to taste good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It has like 40 years of research behind it and testing and everything. So,
but I keep saying, you know,
maybe I don't know.
I'm a little upset. I literally just said, you know,
I know.
These gourmet places are also, I think, a step in the right direction of at least claiming, you know, I haven't done any due diligence on this, but this is where the meat comes from. This is where the vegetables come from. You know, it's like giving you the information so that you know.
A little more up and up.
It feels, there's a transparency there that feels genuine. And you don't feel as like, you know, what am I really putting into my body here?
Right.
It's like Five Guys Burgers and Fries is a crap ton of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are probably the most caloric burgers and fries you can get right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good. I mean, I love that place, but they're, you know, I would not say it's healthy, but you feel like you know what you're getting.
Yes.
You know,
you have a better, more comprehensive understanding about what you are doing.
There's an honesty there.
Yes.
I think that's good.
That's great.
Yeah. I think these things have to exist because people want them.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be great if all of them took that approach to the food and just be like, here's what the food is. Like you should know what you're eating.
Yeah.
And this is what it is. This is where it comes from. And the reason a lot of the places don't, because it's really gross.
Right. They don't want you to know where it comes from, because you wouldn't want to know where it came from if you were going to eat it. Yeah.
On that very happy note, let's archive this and go get some fast food.
All right.
But not really.